Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet, as we, Baruch Hashem, are in this new Masechta relating to the issues of Baal Ta'achir. That's what we're discussing now, because the Mishnah started off, the first Mishnah back on Daf Aleph said that the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim and for Regalim. So we spoke a couple of daf about Malachim, about dating Shtaros, that was Malachim. Does it apply to only Jewish kings? What about non-Jewish kings? And then we started to discuss what about Regalim. Regalim means regarding the Baal Ta'achir. If somebody makes a neder and it's delay, and one delays the neder and does not fulfill the neder, one violates the Isser of Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo. So what does that mean? If I make a neder one day, the next day, if I don't come to the Beis HaMikdash or bring the carbon, I already violate? So the Mishnah says, no, it means after the cycle of holidays have passed. But we saw 3 days in the Tanoim, how many holidays have to pass for me to violate? One or three, but three in which way? Any three? Whenever you make the neder, then the next three holidays, after the third one, you're violate. Or it has to be three in order. And that's the reference in our Mishnah. L'regala means it has to be in order from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, meaning Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And therefore it depends when I make the neder. If I make the neder before Pesach, then it's only three holidays. If I make the neder before Shavuos, then it's five holidays, right? Depending on when I make the neder during the year, but it goes by the three. We did see on the last daf that that's only for the Los Aseh. For the Aseh, for Vahavesim Shama, it could be that the first holiday, that there's a mitzvah's Aseh to bring the karban by the time the first holiday comes. And the Los Baal Ta'achir, the Isser, is only based on the three holidays is for the Los Aseh. There is a question, the Chakira in the Achronim, how to look at Baal Ta'achir. When we say Baal Ta'achir is only violated after three holidays, does that mean that really the nether is not really due until the third holiday? It's not due. And if I bring the fulfill the nether before the third holiday, so it's as if I'm bringing it before the time is due. It's like I repay a loan 2 weeks before it's due. Is that how it works? That Baal Ta'achir works? It really goes by the third holiday? Or do I say no? Really, it's due right away. But the Torah, you know, says you can also bring it in 2 months or two holidays, and it's still considered paying on time. Right? That's the Chakir. If you look in the Granat, Rabbi Naftali Trupp, in Simon Memches, so here he has this Chakira. To explain him, Machlokas, we're showing him. V'nira lefarish pluktasav, yesh lach kor be'ikar ashir shel gimel regalim. When we say Baal Ta'achir is violated after the three holidays, ha'imu shir bizman kiyum nidro, tahainu, tahatora kava zman, shebemeshach oso azman tzorech l'kayim chiyuvo. U'b'chaleishim akayim obado gimel regalim, arayu b'chayim b'toch zman aroy. Right, whenever you fulfill it, within the next three holidays, meaning during the time, you're fulfilling it in the proper time. Ulaachar, I give more regalim, miyad over Baal Ta'achir, because you can't be ma'achar afilu rega. Is that how we look at it? O dilma, or no, the ikir's man chiyuv is immediate. Ikir's man chiyuvo, take it for miyad. But the Torah allows you, you know, flexibility. But nimsa shema'achar miyad, I'm still delaying it right away. Elash mikoma komino over Baal Ta'achir, elak shema'achar gimel regalim. So he says that's his chakira. When do I have a long time to fulfill the chiyuv all on the chakila level, or I'm delaying, but the Torah doesn't say I violate, and there could be nafkaminas to that. Again, that's a chakira in Baal Ta'achir with discussions of the Rishonim. So now let's get back to where we're up to, and that's towards the bottom here of Gimel Amibay. So we spoke about the aseh, the lo aseh, now psachim. Psachim bizmanam ma'osha yavar. So the Gemara says, what about Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach is a different kind of carbon regarding, is Korban Pesach subject to Baal Ta'achir? Meaning, what's the issue? The issue is Korban Pesach only has the status of Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. If it's not Erev Pesach anymore, we know the Gemara tells us elsewhere that a Korban Pesach basically turns into a shlamim. So if I say I'm going to violate Baal Ta'achir, meaning not bringing the Korban Pesach, not only am I going to violate not bringing Korban Pesach, which is a separate issue, but do I violate Baal Ta'achir if I just pass by Erev Pesach? Ask the Gemara. Psachim, bizmanon ma'oshiyavar. Am I going to violate Baal Ta'achir, right, the issur of delaying my karban on Erev Pesach? So the Gemara says, ashkachis tani psachim. Well, we have a brisa that says psachim on a list, right? There's a whole list of the karbanos that violate Baal Ta'achir. Psachim's on one of them. So it says the Gemara, bizmanon over, it must be that it's bismanam on your dalad you're going to violate. It must be the brisa is saying that. Why delokane? Because if you don't say that this is what the brisa means, but you say what it means, that you're going to violate after three holidays. That can't be mananamer, because what are we saying? The brisa already has shlamim on the list. So why would you have Pesach on the list? Pesach shalom bizvano is just a shlamim. So it can't be that referring to Pesach shalom bizvano. So it must be talking about a Pesach bizvano. And a Pesach bizvano on Erev Pesach is going to violate Balta Acher. Isn't that what the brisa means? So the Gemara answers, no, Amar Shmuel Breder of Yosef Barbun. No, maybe it means even 3 months. And a Karban Pesach you violate, it's the same rules of Balta Acher as all other Karbanas. Don't you have shlamim on the list also? And Pesach just turns into a shlamim? No, you might have said that this shlamim is a little different. Shalot tamar, so that you don't say shim avad. What happens? How do you have a current Pesach that's you know after the date? Shim avad. Let's say you lost your current Pesach. So I get a different current Pesach, and then I find it after I brought my substitute current Pesach. So that original one now that I found, it's a shlamim, but it started off as a Pesach. So gufo karev shlamim. So we know your makar is a shlamim, but because it's not a normal shlamim, that's why I might have said, well, maybe this isn't subject to balta acher, because after all, karev Pesach is only about that day, erev Pesach, nothing to do with the three holidays. So maybe this karev is subject to different rules. That's why you have to have it on the list. So ad kedun sricha psachim bizmanu maushi aver. That's why it would still be a question about karev Pesach bizmanu. So the Gemara doesn't specifically answer the question, but that's why the question would have been asked. And maybe that's what the Bryce is referring to. That's why it has it, separately on the list. Okay. Regarding Pesach. Born Kumi Rabbi Zeira. Bein Regel L'Regel Mahu Sheyavar. After one holiday passes, I said, let's say three regalim. Three regalim said, I'm violating Balta Acher. So, do I violate Balta Acher before, like, every day until the next holiday? Or does it go by, like, every three holidays? Right? Or, every one? Maushi Avar, Sahesav Rebbe Ba, Bavahatani, didn't we learn in the Brysa, Chagigash Lokarva Barishon, Tikar Bisheni? The carbon Chagiga, that wasn't brought on the first, so then, you didn't bring it on Regel Rishon, you could bring it on Regel Sheni, right? So that's the, let's say he's talking about Shavuos, you only have one day, so Tikar Bisheni, so Matir and Lavar, would we allow him just to delay without violating anything? So it must be you don't violate. No, you must be, you don't violate, until you get to the next holiday. Meaning the holidays are the marks. The regalim are the marks for bringing the karbanos. So you don't violate being regular regal. So the Gemara says, v'onim en adah, and also from the following, v'yasisa ba'aseh, tishmar below sa'aseh. We're now referring to another pasuk, right? We know there's an isser of balta acher, but now there's another pasuk in kiseitse, where the pasuk says, regarding nidarim in general. The pasuk says, "Motzei sivasecha tishmar v'yasisa." What comes out of your mouth, you shall guard tishmar v'yasisa, and you shall fulfill. Kasher nadarta l'Hashem alakecha nadava. But that it could be including all types of nadarim. But what we see from there, v'yasisa is a reference to a mitzvah saseh. Tishmar shmira always means a lo saseh. So you have a pasuk, "Motzei sivasecha tishmar v'yasisa." Ask the Gemara, but didn't we learn in the brisa on yesterday's daf that you already know an aseh and a lo saseh from the other psukim? Vaveisim shama balta acher. So ask the Gemara. It's the way the Karban Eder reads the Gemara. Klum hu over al aseh va lo saseh la achi yavru alav shalosha regalim. So you already know that you have three regalim until you violate balta acher. That's the lo saseh, and the aseh is right away by the first regal. So what is this extra pasuk teaching me? Of keep your word. Tishmar v'yasisa, you already know, and I say and a lo saseh from the other psukim. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Avun b'shem Rabbanan de Taman. I could come up with a case where the whole three regal thing doesn't apply, right? What's that? Ba'omer hare alai ola lahavia b'sheni b'shabbes. Right? What happens if I promise? I say I hereby promise to bring it ola on Monday, by Monday. So if you say that, so that has nothing to do with the antif. By the three regalim, you say Monday. So in that case, if you don't violate, if you don't bring it, then you're going to violate this pasuk. Motzav asa v'secha tishmar. Kima shabasheni b'shabes lo hevia over. I'm going to violate. I saw some of the achronim in the back point out that often when Chazal want to give just a date, why don't they just say Rishon b'shabes? Sheni b'shabes. If somebody says they'll give a carbon up by Monday, why don't they say Sunday? Why do they say Monday? So the Samachronim say that we find this numerous times in Chazal. The Yadua, I'm reading from the Chedushei Rav Gordon, or the Tal Torah, Yadua the Darkan Shel Chazal Lomer Al Yom Chol Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Look in the Yerushalmi and Maisris, look in the Tosefta, the end of Yevamos, right? That Lo Yadam Izeh, right? That why is that? Interesting why they always pick Monday and not Sunday. Maybe it goes back to the first day, because the first day didn't say Yom Rishon, right? The first day said Yom Echad. So the first one that spoke about a cycle of numbers was Sheni. So we go back connecting to that, to that one. Okay. Either way. Two other points. We're talking about the Asay and the Los Asay. Interesting. There are many discussions in the Achronim, that there could be differences between the Asay and the Los Asay. Well, here's one of them. The Asay and Los Asay are bringing Karbanos. We just said the first, the Asay goes by the first Regel, and the Shalosh Regel, and the Los Asay, the Balta'acher goes by the, goes by the three. The Pnei Yeshua here in Rosh Hashanah on Dav Dalet, the Pnei Yeshua says that, and we're going to be medayik this in the Lashon, and he's medayik it in the language of Chazal. After the first regel, you don't violate the asay every second, right? You don't violate till that, till the next regel, right? We just said that the, you know, we just said that in the Gemara, but you wouldn't violate until the next regel, that you have an assay to bring another first one, and you're not going to have a bitul assay every day after that. But after the third, by the los assay, about to acher, after the third regel, you violate every day. Every day, and that's going to be meduyik in the Lashon that we're about to see. But that's what he says here on Dav Dalet, another difference in the assay and the los assay. The assay de regel echad einu ela b'shas ha-regel atzmo. Avok she'avar ha-regel o she'ne'enas velo Allah. Ubahani to patiri lalas la regel sula machayev klal afilu aseleka mashein kein belav de bal taacher kibash over shalosh regalim over al taacher every day. So that's one chilek that he has. Another one, the Gemara also asked this, but Mirchas Chinuch assumes lamaskana. What about a yoresh? A man says I'm going to bring a carbon and then he dies, so his son has to bring that carbon up to the base of Migdash. What if he doesn't on those times, the first holiday, the three holidays. So Yoresh, so he didn't make the neder, but he has the karbon to bring. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Lamed Ches, he assumes that the Yoresh is included in the Aseh. You should bring this. He's not going to violate the Baal Ta'acher. He didn't make the neder, so he's not going to violate the Isser of delaying, but he will be included in the Aseh of Ahavesa. There's two examples of the Aseh, the difference between the Aseh and the Los Aseh. We'll get back to Nedarim in general. Let's first continue a little bit. So as we'll see a little bit later on the daf, there are really two limits. There are two halachas. One is about you have to bring the carbon up by the three holidays, but you also, there's another din, you have to bring a carbon within the year of that you were makdish it. So how is it possible to have within the year without the shalosh regalim? The Gemara is going to talk about it. But with that in mind, shal mashnaso. If you finish the year is over and you haven't brought your carbon yet. So, at mapil yom acharon, v'hu over, I'll call yom v'yom. Even though you might say, what are the increments of a year? You have months, you have weeks, but the Gemara says, no. Once you finish the year, every day you're gonna violate. Right? Every day. V'hu over, I'll call yom v'yom. In keini over olav shalosh shlosha regalim. And what about shalosh regalim? At mapil as regel acharon v'hu over al kol regel v'regel. So the Gemara, as this day I hear, by years you violate every day. By regalim, by the shalosh regalim line, then you're only going to violate after the next regel. Rava in the Bavli and Davav says no. It says like every day, like we were just saying from the Pnei Yeshua. But that's what our Gemara has the day up, that it goes by every regel. Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya Boy. Rabbi Rachi asked the following question. Shalma shnaso ba'atzeres. Efshar lomar hu eino kasher va'over? What does that mean? This is going according to the opinion that it's, not the dafka of the holidays in order. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. But let's say it's, any three holidays. And Shavuot is going to be the third one. So one second. I made a neder and the last day of my neder, and after this, if I don't bring it today, is going to be Shavuot. Let's say that's the third holiday. But you're not allowed to bring, according to many Tanaim, you're not allowed to bring a voluntary carbon on Shavuos. So that's interesting. The last day I can bring my carbon, I'm not allowed to bring my carbon. And right after that, I'm going to violate the Yisur. Is that, does that make sense? Ask the Gemara. Right? Efshar lomar, who ain't kosher? Is it possible to say that I can't bring it today on this last day? Va'over, and I'm still going to violate right afterwards? Is that fair? And the Gemara is going to say, yes, it's fair. At first, I'll give you an example. Kehadam, like the following kind of parallel case. Lo yalin chaylev chagiyat boker, don't leave over the chaylev of the chagiga, chagi. This is quoted with the Karban Pesach. The first part of this, half of this pasuk is about don't have chametz in your house when you have the Karban Pesach. So this is a Karban chagiga connected to Karban Pesach. The assumption of this Gemara is that we're talking here about the chagigas yudalid. If you remember back from Sachin, there's the regular Karban chagiga that we bring on Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkot, the chagiga of the Yantif, but there's a special Karban chagiga that goes along with the Karban Pesach, called the Chagigas Yudalid, in order that the Karban Pesach is eaten al hasova when I'm getting satiated. So that's why you have a special Karban that goes with it, the Chagigas Yudalid. So that's what the Gemara is talking about here. The Chagigas Yudalid that's brought in Erev Pesach, don't leave it over without burning its fats until the next morning. You got to make sure to burn it. And when are we burning it? We're gonna burn it. It's gonna violate by the morning. So ask the Gemara. One second. But it's a Chagigas Yudalid, and it's a weekday carbon. I'm not allowed to burn weekday carbon fats on Shabbos or Yantif that night. So you're gonna violate in the morning. But the last section of time before the morning, you couldn't have done it anyway. So it's kind of a parallel. So like we said, you're gonna violate right after Shavuos, even though you couldn't have brought the carbon on Shavuos. So Gemara says, Ve'imurei chol kraven b'yantif. A murechol, the fats of that chagigas yudalid, wouldn't be able to be burned that night, and yet you're going to violate first thing in the morning. Isn't that a parallel? So the Gemara says, no. Maybe the carbon is not talking about that, the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yevo, kayamte b'shechol arbas alias b'shabbos. Maybe the pasuk's talking about a case where Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so then it's not a weekday carbon that you're burning the fats that night. It's a Shabbos carbon that you're allowed to do, because that's going... You know, let's say a Shabbos has more Kedusha. So if your Shabbos carbon burning it on Yontif that night, isn't that allowed? Says the Gemara, wait a minute. No, that whole thing doesn't make sense. Why? Rabiona boy, in b'shechal arbas alios b'shabbos, you can't say the pasuk that's talking about the chagiyos yudalid is about where Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Why? Because if you remember, it's a Mishnah Psachim. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you don't bring a chagiyos yudalid. A chagiyos yudalid is not docha Shabbos, is not docha Tumah, is not docha... So... So you can't say that's what the pasuk's referring to. So we go back to our yesod. And the pasuk is referring to a case of chagigas yodalid, and it's weekday, and the Torah is telling you, if you don't burn it by the next morning, you're going to violate an isser, even though you couldn't have burned it the whole night. What's the Torah telling you? Don't wait till the last night. Amr Torah hakriveu mibod yom. Make sure you burn it in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. Shlo yavu lidei baltalin. Because by the next morning, if you didn't burn it by then, you're going to violate baltalin. Even though there was this limbo period when you weren't allowed to burn it, it doesn't matter. You should have burned it earlier. V'hacha hakriveu mibod yom. Shlo yavu lidei baltalacher. So too here. When we are talking about Shavuos, you should what? You're going to say, oh, why is it fair? On Shavuos, you couldn't have brought the carbon, and you're going to violate right after Shavuos. You had the whole year to bring the carbon. Shavuos is the last day. Make sure you bring it before you. You're coming to Yantif, the base of Mikdash for Shavuos, so burn an Erev Yantif, right? Erev Bod Yom, Kedishal Yavoli Day, Baal Ta'acher. And therefore, that is Halacha. One more line, and I'll make a comment. Amar Rabbi Chinina, somewhere it just says, well, one other reason why maybe you're going to violate. The Gemara was just bothered. Hey, the last day, you're not going to bring it. You're still going to violate. And what if you brought it the last day? What if you brought it on Shavuos? You weren't supposed to. What if you brought the carbon Adam on Shavuos? It's kosher. Amar Rabbi Chinina, ilu avar vehevi, shema eino kosher. Would you say it's not kosher? It is kosher. And because it's kosher, so it's still nechshav that that's a day that you could have brought the carbon, so to speak, and the day afterwards you're going to violate. Me'achash ilu avar vehevi kosher, over. That's why it could be that Shavuos could be the last day, and you're going to violate by that time. Period. There is a big discussion. I was very excited. I thought it related to the Gemara, and then I saw one of the Achronim in the back. The Tel Torah brought it up. I'm like, oh, one of the Achronim mentioned it. And that is, there's a sugya that comes up at the beginning of Ksubis and other sugyas, and that's called Ones Besof Hayom. We know there's a concept of Ones. Something happens, and I'm Ones. I'm not responsible. But what happens if I owe you money, or I make an Eder, and then I'm planning to pay you, and I wait for the last day. And the last day an Ones happens. Right? So, do I have the excuse of ones? I should have, you know, paid for a week before, right? The Magen Avraham discusses this based on the Shulchan Aruch. I'm planning to daven mincha. Right? I'm planning to daven mincha later. Don't want to daven mincha now? No, later. Later. And then the last time I daven mincha, ones happens. So is that called shogeg or is that called mazid? Right? And in terms of making it up, right? Shogeg, you can make it up in the next fila. Mazid, you can't. So here, I keep pushing it off and keep pushing it off. And then at the end, that's called ones besof hazman. So is that called ones? Do you have the excuse that that's called ones? So says that, so in the Tel Tari, he quotes, this is the Machlokas Raman, it's a Ksos. So he quotes, L'chora mashma mikan ka'aguda. He says, this is mashma, the Rama has 2 days about this in Reish Lamed Beis in Yaradeya. He says, this Gemara sounds like the Aguda, that you don't call it ones. Because what's happening here? What do we say? You didn't bring it on Shavuos? Tough luck. You should have brought it before Shavuos. Ah, it's ones. I can't bring it today. And therefore, I'm not going to violate Bal Ta'achar tomorrow. Yes, you will. Why do you wait till the last day? So it sounds like from this Gemara, ones besof hazman is not, you don't have the excuse, not called an ones. And you can relate this to other sugyas. But the Tal Torah here says, it could be that our case is different. Because it's an ones that you knew was coming. It's not like all of a sudden, oh, I can't. You knew Shavuos, you can't bring karbanos. So on the last day. So this case might be worse. It could be that ones besof hazman elsewhere, you do have the excuse of ones because you couldn't have known about it. But here he says, Avobamas lo dami, tahacha hare yada bevandai, shiacharkach lo yuchal lahavia karban, ukai gavnachi evalav lavia bekod of a zebar. So it could be that this is not related to that. The discussion where this comes up, the ksos and the nasiv is the simen nun hei, where this comes up is the takana of Hillel. The Mishnah in Arachin says, the Mishnah in Arachin discusses that we know, it's a pasuk in Bechukosai, that if somebody sells a house in a walled city, they have 1 year to buy it back. If they don't buy it back within a year, it's a pasuk in Mechumash. If they don't buy it back within a year, then it stays with the buyer forever. So you have a whole, you have a whole year to buy it back. So what used to happen? So people used to like try to get money, and they used to be, get ready, they were going to go back to the buyer on the last day. So the buyers used to go on vacation the last 2 days. So they wouldn't be around. And then they come back a week later, oh, you wanted to buy it back. I'm so sorry that you missed the time. So Hillel made a takana that the people who want to buy it back could just go to Beis Din, put the money there and go into the house. Right? Even if the guys went on vacation, you know, tough luck on them. So the Achronim wonder, why'd Hillel have to make that takana? They want to pay the last day. The guy went on vacation. It's an one, so you should say it's not their fault, right? So one should be a good excuse. The fact that Hillel had to make the takana, it must be that one on the last day would not have been a good excuse, right? And therefore, that's why he had to make the special takana. So that's the discussion. The Kso says maybe I'm not so convinced because even if you say one is a good excuse, he still the Maisa has to pay. You don't say ones commanda avad. You only say ones commanda lo avad. If I'm forced to do something, it's as if I didn't do it. Okay. Very, lebedik sugya. But that's the discussion. It's connected to here of ones besof hazman. Okay. We continue. Ksiv. It says by Bechor. Talking about years. Lufnei Hashem, alkecha dochlano shana b'shana. You have to, in front of Hashem, you have to eat this shana b'shana. But what does that mean? Shana lo. You have to eat the Bechor in the first year of its birth. Right? It's a carb. If it's a tam, you have to eat it. Right, and even if it's a balmum, as we'll see. B'shana l'tmuraso. And 1 year for its tmura. Tmura, if I try to substitute the bechor, and I have another carbon that now has kedushas, tmuras bechor, also you have 1 year. You have 1 year for what? Right, the achronim wonder. The halacha is that you're not makriv a tmuras bechor. It's possible, right? It's not, you can't be makriv it. So it must be the achronim say, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and other achronim in the back say, it must be that when it gets, you give it to the kohen, can eat it within a year of the tamura, right? But you eat it b'mumo, not talking about bringing it as a carbon. Shana latam v'shana labalmum. You have a year to eat the b'char tam, and you have a year to eat the b'char balmum. That's what it means, shana b'shana. Shana l'b'char v'shana l'kadshim. You have a year for b'char and a year for kadshim. This is the halacha, that if I'm makdish something, or if I promise to be makdish something, I have 1 year. So I have there's a three regel limit, and there's a 1 year. There's a 1 year limit, right? Even without three holidays passing. The Gemara is going to talk about how is that possible to have a, go through one full year and not have three holidays pass. How is that possible? The Gemara will talk about it. But Shana Lakachim, this is the, year. Shana, and the Rav Chaim Kanievsky wonders how you can learn so many things from the same phrase in the Torah. Shana Bishana, Malamecha, Bechor Necha, L'shnei Yamim, L'shnei Shanim. It's possible to, eat a Bechor in two different years, right? A Bechor Kibi'i, and it's like a Shlamim, right? Day, night, day. So how is two years? Hey, Chavida, how is it possible to eat a carbon, the Bechor, if you have to be eat it within the year? No, because you don't have to eat it within the year. You have to shecht it within the year. How do you do that? Shochto be'erev Rosh Hashanah, v'ochla erev Rosh Hashanah be'Rosh Hashanah. Right? What happens? You shecht it with an erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? What is erev Rosh Hashanah here? Might not mean what we call Rosh Hashanah. It means its first birthday. Right? You shecht it on erev its first birthday, so you shecht it fine, and then you can eat it for a day, 2 days. So in that way, you'll be able to eat it within 2 days. Right? Because you go by its year. Rosh Hashanah here doesn't mean what we call Rosh Hashanah. Look over Chaim Kanievsky, Klomar, B'yom Acharon Lishnaso, V'ochlo B'yom Shchitaso, L'machres B'shana Shnia, V'loshin Erev Rosh Hashanah Megumgam. Doesn't mean actual Rosh Hashanah here, period. Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Nola Lomu M'chamisha Asar B'toch Shnaso, Rosh Halakayim Alachar Shnaso, Ad Chamisha Asar Yom. Even though we just said that you have 1 year to eat the Bechor, you have 1 year, or to be Makdish your Karban, as we said. You have 1 year. So says the Gemara, even though it's true, if it got a mum, you have 30 days from its getting a mum. So if it got a mum late in the year, then you could even have it after. Could even have it after the year. That's the din. You could have it, let's say it gets a mum with 2 weeks left to the first year, so you can still have it for 2 weeks afterwards. That's the special halacha. It's a takana d'rabanan for the tova of the kohanim. Because it gets a mum, you want to give it to the kohanim. Let's say there's no coin around. If you shecht it now, then it might go bad and the meat might become putrid. So there was a special din to Rabbanan that if it gets a mum, so then you have 30 days. So if it gets a mum before 30 days at the end of the year, it doesn't make a difference. But if it gets a mum late, so then you still have that time. And again, these are all quoted in the Rambam, in the first parak of Bechoros. As he says, it has to be the first, again, the first year. Nola lomum betoch shnaso, rashoi lakayim o kol shnei masar chodesh. Right, nola lomum besov shnaso, mut lakayim o shloshim yom, miyom shnaf alamum, v'yav vishu misacher, la'acher shnaso. Right, like our Gemara says. Amar Rabbi Ilo zos omeris, the fact that this is allowed, meaning, if it gets a mum late in the year, you're allowed to go past the year limit, shein shnaso, shabamum, mechuberes. It must not be such a strong, clear din d'araisa that you have 1 year and that's it. Because if it's 1 year and that's it, then how could the Rabbanan make a takana that you could go past the year if it gets a mum late in the year? So it must not be such a din d'araisa. It must probably be a din d'rabanan that you have to eat your karban, or your bechor within the year. Amar Rav Yosa, Mastisa Messiah Rabbi Ila. The following braisa also seems to support that it's not a mamish a din d'araisa because there's flexibility. Ha bechor bezman hazeh. If you have a Bechor Bizman Hazeh is not roi for anything. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So, if it's a Tom, it's not roi. And if it's, we're waiting for it to get a mum. So, Rashar Lekaimo, Afil Arba Chameshanim, a Bechor Bizman Hazeh, you're even allowed to keep for years, Ashlo Harial Mumcha, before showing it to a Mumcha. So, for a Mumcha to check if it has a Mum Kavu or not. So, what is this Raisa talking about when it says Bechor Bizman Hazeh? Man and Kaimen. What are we talking about? Im latam hakfar omar. If it's talking about a tam, well, it says the word bechor bizman hazeh. And obviously, a bechor bizman hazeh, is, as the, carbon eda here says, detani bizman hazeh upshita delo efshala haroso. You can't show, if it's bechor bizman hazeh and it's a tam, there's nothing to show to a mumcha. So this brisa must obviously be talking about a balmum. A balmum. And what do you see? If it's a bechor balmum bizman hazeh, you could keep it after the year for a couple of years. And you're allowed to be mashahit, right? So again, what do you mean? You're allowed to be mashahit? Maybe it has a mum kavua. And if it has a mum kavua, so then you have to eat it within the year. But there's not such a push, right? They say you can keep it for a couple of years. So it might not be such a push, right? What do you mean? If it's a real bamum, maybe it's a savik daraisa. And if it's a din daraisa, you have to eat it within the year. So the Gemara says it must not be such a din daraisa that you have to eat it within the year. So that's this versus a riot to Rabbi Ila. As Rabbi Ila said, the year is not mechuveres. That's why if it gets a mum at the end, you have a month, even bizman hamikdash, and even bizman hazeh, you have other, flexibility in terms of time. So the Gemara says, okay, so what do we say over the past daf? There are really two limits for karbanos. If I promise to bring a karban, I either have through the next three holidays, and according to what our Mishnah says, it has to be in order, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, or I have 1 year. So the Gemara says, Echad b'char v'echad kol ha-kachim, over a lamb yishim regalim, below shana, and shalim below regalim. It's either the year without the holidays, or the holidays without the year. So nicha regalim below shana. I understand how you can have three holidays without going to getting a whole year. But shana below regalim, how do you have a full year without the three holidays? Obviously, if you went through a year, you had the three holidays. So the Gemara says, Tam and Amrin, first try, tiftar shayim mechusar zman lepesach. What if you have, the way the Mefarshim explained it, what if you have an animal born on Erev Pesach? So remember, the halacha is you can't be makar of an animal the first 8 days, until it's alive 8 days. Right? That's called mechusar zman. So if you have an animal that the first 7 days of Pesach, it wasn't roy to be a karban, so maybe the Gemara assumes now, well, you don't count Pesach then. So then if you wait till its first birthday, the following Erev Pesach, it's been through a year, but it hasn't been through three holidays because you don't count Pesach, right? Because the first 7 days of Pesach, you weren't allowed to bring it as a karban. So is that an example? So Gemara says, that's not a good example. Why? Kamad at Amar Taman Aroy Lemiksa Shana Aroy Lekula. Just like we said, to go for the year, all you need is partial year, right? The first 7 days of its year, it wasn't Roy for a karban either, but you still count that towards the year. So Amar Halfacha, Aroy Lemiksa Shana Pesach Aroy Lekula. It was born in the era of Pesach. You still have the end of Pesach that is Roy. So even Miksas Yontif should be considered a holiday. So we're back. We're stuck. What's a case where you could go through a whole year and not have three holidays? So Amar Abba Abba Mari the following. Tiftar Shaisa Atzeres Haba B'Chamisha. Remember the olden days? Shvuas fell on either the 5th, 6th, or the 7th of Sivan. It wasn't Kavua, right? There's no date in the Torah. It's 50 days after Pesach, but depending when, how many days that were in the month of Nisan and Iyar in terms of when the Edom came. So what happens if Shavuos fell out on the fifth day of Sivan, v'nolad b'chamisha, and you have an animal that was born on the sixth day of Sivan. So when's his birthday? The following sixth of Sivan, but the following year Shavuos was on the seventh day. V'haisatzeres haba b'shiva. So if a baby is born, an animal is born on the sixth day of Sivan, and the following Shavuos is on the, and you've already passed Shavuos, because Shavuos was yesterday on the fifth of Sivan, and the following Shavuos is on the seventh of Sivan. So that's a way that you could go through a whole year and not have all three holidays, right? Because you're not going to have another Shavuos during that time. So that's a suggestion. Now you could have Shana below Regalim, and Regalim below Shana. Okay, we'll have to stop here.